The plan was to have a property auction at last night's regular assembly meeting. A memo in the agenda packet even spelled out a process. The mayor would ask people to stand up if they were interested in any of the 9 lots in Whitcomb Heights, and then let them hold up colored pieces of paper to signal bids, increasing in $100 increments until finally the lots were sold. But there were no takers.
Not a great deal of interest. This is probably the worst time of the year to sell it, and it's the worst winter we've had in recent memory.
That's City Planning Director Wells Williams, who, despite that statement, was upbeat about the future of the neighborhood.
It'll just take time. It'll go on its own merits, and you'll end up at least having a quality subdivision on Jacob Circle.
Without any bidders or any auction last night, the lots will now go to what's known as over-the-counter sales. Interested buyers can check in with the City Planning Department to find out how to acquire one of the lots. The smallest is about 11,000 square feet, the biggest almost 30,000. Prices start just shy of $99,000 and go up to more than $164,000. The lots represent about 1/6 of the entire subdivision, and if every lot in the first batch sells for its minimum bid price, the city will collect $1.1 million. The city spent more than $3 million to buy the entire property, and in the time since, it's spent nearly $10 million to develop it. Now, that includes money from grants and some major purchases like a water tower, but Assemblymember Mike Reif asked City Finance Director Jay Sweeney about ballpark figures he had drawn up on just how the money would shake out.
I thought the very best we could do would be to break even in total after all is said and done on development of the benchlands.
And that's the very best, but in the actual calculations you had thrown out a figure, real rough figure of actually a loss.
That is correct, sir.
Yeah. So hope for a break even, but that's probably a little wishful thinking.
That would be my opinion.
Yeah.
Reif said he brought it up because he wants the city to look at other methods of developing the rest of the benchlands, such as a local improvement district where residents of a specific neighborhood share the cost of developing infrastructure in that neighborhood. Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett said it's a good project and that breaking even would be just fine. The project has already reaped benefits, she said, in jobs for contractors and in freeing up land for residents to build homes on. But she also had ideas about ways the city could lessen its losses going forward.
Would really like to see considered every time I see it. I see eyes roll, but I would really like to consider the idea of selling some of the lots up there undeveloped.
Doing so, Hackett said, would give more options to property owners and also cut down on the development costs for the city. A win-win, she called it.
I don't think that that's a bad idea.
Assemblymember Terry Blake.
Obviously, we're getting into a market where we cannot develop these lots and market them without losing money. And this is, I think, any alternative that we could look at this point would be a good one.
Williams, meanwhile, said last night that he and his staff would be ready and delighted on Wednesday morning to talk to anyone interested in buying one of the 9 lots now for sale. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.